Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Dick Clark is certainly one way to look at America and American culture. I mean, he embodied pop culture in so many ways. But this is a country of 330 million people, Anna, and there's a lot of different ways to decide if Americans are unique. You know, is it our system of government? Maybe. Dick Clark, our pop culture? Maybe. By what we consume? That's one way. But is it about, you know, we're all descendants of pioneering Europeans? Well, now you're sort of not even close because a lot of us aren't. Well, what about our genes? You know, between the 330 million people in this country, we've got about 90 trillion human genes between us. 90 trillion. If you can get your head around that number. The point is they all came from somewhere, and it can tell you a lot about who we are, just like our pop culture or our consumerism or our government can. Well, one person has tried to tell the story of America through the focus of our genes. He's Brian Sykes. He's author of DNA USA, A Genetic Portrait of America, and a professor of human genetics at the University of Oxford. He joins us now. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
And Professor, hello. Everyone knows about DNA. Okay, we all know about DNA, but your book looks at mitochondrial DNA. And briefly, why is mitochondrial DNA special, and why are we tracking it through this American story?
Well, it actually looks at all sorts of DNA, but mitochondrial DNA, which is inherited down the maternal line, is a wonderful indicator of where people came from a long time ago. So in America, which is, for me, a very interesting place because you have a convergence of people from three different continents, from Europe, from Africa, and the Native Americans who were here first, of course. And that's what DNA USA is trying to do, is to understand those origins and how people have mixed, how those genes have mixed in the times that when all three groups have been here.
And those origins are often surprising. We all know the story of Asians coming over the Bering Strait into Alaska and down the coast of Canada. That's how the Native Americans got here. We've heard that story before. But you have in your book the story of Cluster X, which is a monkey wrench in this whole thing. What is Cluster X?
Well, as you say, the scientific evidence is that most Native Americans came from Siberia, although if you ask Native Americans, they don't believe that. Cluster X is a group of people, a group of genes that I think has come from Europe directly rather than from Siberia. And you find it in tribes, Native American tribes that live around the Great Lakes. And you don't find it in Siberia. So one of the explanations, a plausible one, I think, is that around about the same time as genes were coming from Siberia, then these European genes came over the Atlantic.
I mean, you're saying something rather incendiary, which is that Native American tribes around the Great Lakes have European origins, or may
well,
have.
That's right. They may have, yes. It's certainly a possibility.
That's a picture of the American mosaic that I think a lot of Native Americans would find surprising, probably shocking. As a non-Native American, I read that passage two or three times.
Well, I'm just really putting forward what I think is the most plausible explanation for the evidence of the DNA. You don't find this particular type of DNA in Siberia or Eastern Asia, so how could it have got to America if you don't find any traces of it on the way? But Europe is full of it.
Well, Brian Sykes, you look at not just at Native Americans, of course, but at many different groups that make up the American picture: Jews, Africans, New Englanders, even a chapter on Zulus. And there's lots of different pictures. We have lots of ways of understanding American sort of cultural history: fossils, facial features, language, and technology. What do we know through DNA that brings more focus that we didn't know before through language or food, for instance?
Well, you have those examples of the origins. African Americans can link back to their maternal ancestors in Africa. That's been very helpful for lots of them. I think if I were to encapsulate the book in one phrase, it would be that the different genetic origins and the different ethnicities that you find in America are not just between individuals who are African Americans or Europeans or Native Americans. The mixtures are actually within individuals. So everybody has a mixture of all of these ingredients to different extents, but they're there inside their genes, inside everybody's genes in America.
Well, Brian Sykes, this book, I have to tell you, for me, you know, I thought it was going to be like turning a 13-inch TV into a broad flat screen that's sharper, wider, has high def, but it's almost like looking at a different kind of picture altogether, not watching TV at all. It's a different picture of America, one that I never learned before. Brian Sykes is author of DNA USA, A Genetic Portrait of America. Professor, thank you.
My pleasure.